From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush is on his way to the annual Summit for Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, to be held this year in Shanghai. In an interview with Asian journalists yesterday, Mr. Bush acknowledged that this is a difficult time to go abroad, but the president said the trip is important, both for economic reasons and to build support for the coalition against terrorism. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
This will be the president's first foreign trip since the September 11th attacks on the United States. Originally, it was to have been 10 days long, including stops in Japan, South Korea, and Beijing. But with the U.S. conducting air raids on Afghanistan and Americans at home worried about anthrax, the trip has been limited to Shanghai, host city for the Pacific Rim Economic Forum known as APEC. The purpose of APEC is to promote regional trade and economic development, but the summit inevitably gets caught up in the political crisis of the moment. In 1999, for instance, it was the massacre in East Timor. This year, it's terrorism. James Steinberg served as Deputy National Security Advisor to President Clinton.
For the United States, obviously, this is an important moment in the coalition building. This is, in effect, the east wing of the coalition, which is meeting in Shanghai.
On the sidelines of the summit, the president will meet with some important partners in that coalition. He has scheduled one-on-one talks with the leaders of Russia, Japan, South Korea, China, and Malaysia. Malaysia and Indonesia, both Muslim countries, have been critical of the U.S. airstrikes against Afghanistan. James Steinberg says the cooperation of those two, as well as the Philippines, which also has a Muslim population, is vital.
How this group reacts to the U.S. military operations, how this group postures itself vis-a-vis the broader war on terrorism, how the issue of what is being combated, how the group will define terrorism and who the enemy is here, will be very important in terms of the long-range support that the United States gets for its coalition.
This trip to Shanghai marks President Bush's first visit to China since 1975, when his father served there as U.S. envoy. It also will bring about his first meeting with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, 6 months after China detained a downed U.S. reconnaissance plane and its crew for 11 days. Douglas Paul, president of the Asia-Pacific Policy Center in Washington, says the U.S.-China relationship has improved since then.
That was a very bad episode, but it was a wake-up call to the Chinese on how they handle the United States. And I would not be surprised that given the U.S. May very well have aircraft operating near the Chinese border with Afghanistan, that we'll see much more in the way of cooperation and open air fields for American planes that may need to make emergency landings or needs rescue.
Administration officials say that China already is being cooperative in terms of sharing intelligence. China has its own problems with terrorism in the northwest province of Xinjiang, where Muslim minorities chafe under Chinese domination. As the president prepared to leave the West Coast today for the APEC summit, he told business leaders in Sacramento that he's going to Shanghai to seek allies. But Mr. Bush said he will not neglect APEC's economic mission, which he related to the campaign against terrorism.
The terrorists attacked the World Trade Center, and we will defeat them by expanding and encouraging world trade.
To assist him in that effort, the president noted that he's asked Congress to give him authority to negotiate broad multilateral trade deals. If Congress agrees, it would give up its right to amend trade agreements and simply vote yes or no on them, making passage much easier. The White House has not had that kind of trade negotiating power since 1994. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.